has appealed to the president to stop attacking its presidential candidate Nana Akufo-Addo. The party also expressed concern about the president referring to the NPP as a divided one. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, the acting general secretary John Bwedu said the party is united and working hard to unseat the NDC come December 7. Yvonne Atilagu has more.
The news conference by the MPP addressed by Acting General Secretary John Bwedu was to react to reports that the party's flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo, is a dictator. Mr. Bwedu said Nana Addo has a track record of being a unifier and does not deserve to be called a dictator.
We are tempted to ask, what influence was the president under to call Akufo-Addo a dictator? Or is it by his desire to hold on to power that is fast slipping away in desperation? He's now prepared to say whatever and do whatever in the hope to perpetuate his bad leadership on the people of Ghana.
The acting general secretary spelled out some reasons which make Nana Addo a unifier.
All the people who contested Nana Addo for Akufo-Addo in the 2010 presidential primaries are at the forefront of the MPP campaign today. Alanchanantin is at the right side of Nana Akufo-Addo, traveling up and down the country, preaching a positive message of change to the suffering masses of Ghana. Adenimo Jogati, Ose Ameyao, and all of them are fully committed to an Akufo-Addo victory. The party that gives its leader over 94% of its grassroots support cannot be said to be split in the middle. No amount of voodoo advances can change this fact. This is a peaceful political party. We are proud of our non-violent issue and our faith in the rule of law and democracy.
Mr. Bwedu said the MPP will continue to campaign on issues and will not trade in insults with any political party.